Monday night, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco, you're invited to join athletes and celebs at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Enshrinement Dinner. Be there to celebrate this year's class featuring Olympic swimmer Jenny Thompson, San Jose Earthquakes legend Chris Wondolowski, Niners Super Bowl hero John Taylor, Sharks icon Patrick Marleau, and the architect of the Giants dynasty, Brian Sabian. Be a part of this star-studded evening benefiting Special Olympics Northern California. To purchase tickets, visit bashoff.org. That's BASHOF.org.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
All four games of the season series between the Barracuda and the Canucks, pretty darn tight, but the Canucks do run away with this one on a Saturday afternoon. They win it 5-2. They have won four in a row. And Abbotsford now in the Pacific Division. They are at 59 points, a point behind Calgary for that fourth spot in the pack. Meanwhile, the Barracuda stay put at the bottom of the division. They are sitting at 43 points, a 17-25-8-1 record. Miguel winless, unfortunately, on this three-game homestand after going 2-1 on the road. And you didn't know what you were going to get in a quick turnaround, a back-to-back. You thought maybe energy levels were going to be low. I felt like in the first, pretty good start to the game on both sides. But as it continued, the Barracuda unfortunately wavered. The Canucks found another gear, and that turns out to be the difference.
Yeah, and, you know, skating is... thank you, Captain Obvious, comment coming up, but skating's so important. The way you skate. Everybody can skate when you get professional hockey, but when you get your team skating together, when you get everybody moving, when you've got all five guys in every zone, on the forecheck, tracking back in your own zone, moving their feet, and they're moving together. It's not one guy goes, then the next guy goes, and then this guy goes, and that guy goes. The Abbotsford Canucks, I thought it did an excellent job this afternoon skating as a team. Five guys in every zone, five guys pressuring the puck when they didn't have it, and five guys aggressively skating offensively when they did have it.
Barracuda fall behind in that first period. As let's recap this one. They give up a goal 1:38 into the first. Linus Karlsson, a nifty move in tight, goes between the legs, but it came after the Barracuda took a minor penalty 29 seconds into the period, and that kind of set the tone early. Then Sheldon Dries during 4-on-4 play tipped in a Linus Karlsson pass right in front of the net. And 6:29 into the period, the Barracuda were down by a pair of goals. They would cut into the lead on their first power play of the game. A pass from Cole Castles from just above the goal line finds the stick of Thomas Bordalot, and Bordalot directs it home for his second in as many games and his 11th of the year at 12-12, a period number one.
Bubbled up high to the point, McDonald now is the coup de control. Half wall for Nathan Todd. Castles, end line, drifting to the net, taking it to the net. They score! It's a pinball job, and the lead cut in half, I think.
Bordalot.
It's going to be Bordalot's goal. Make it back-to-back power play goals for Thomas Bordalot, and it's a 2-1 Canuck lead.
It was Bordalot's goal, his 11th of the season from Cole Castles and Nathan Todd, and that is where we stood after a period. Shots of the first were 9-8 in favor of the Cuda, as the Barracuda found the back of the net on the power play. Each team, in fact, scored on the advantage in that first period. So after 20, the Barracuda down by a goal, cut the lead in half. We go to the second period. In the second, real tight checking.
Yep.
Each team would put 10 shots on net in the second. But I love the way the Barracuda finished the second period. And we talked about, can you roll it over? Can you roll it over into the third? Unfortunately, they do score to tie it up in the third, but they didn't really quite roll it over. And that momentum built didn't seem to be there in the third.
It looked like they got it, though, right? They get that goal, and then they draw another penalty, and then that power play. You know, power plays are funny. They can, and this is that's you know, you can look at the area. Well, they scored 8 goals in the recent amounts on the power play, on recent games in the power play, I should say. And that power play seems to be clicking. But it sucked the life out of them on the way that they executed the last power play opportunity that ended up with 5 seconds left, a shorthanded goal, and that took everything out of them. That took their energy level, their gas, their belief in their ability to come back in this game and win it. The power play, it just wasn't crisp. It wasn't, didn't have polish. They weren't working together, and they didn't seem to have much of an answer for the pressure that the Abbotsford Canucks brought shorthanded. So the energy, you want your power play to do one of two things. One, score, obviously, number one. Number two, create momentum. But the penalty kill in this case created momentum, and that carried over for the rest of the game for the Abbotsford Canucks. But I really thought, as you did, at the end of the second period, wow, that's what you need. That should make you feel better about going into the third, and didn't happen.
All these games have been tight, and the Barracuda found themselves in a tight game once again going into the third. The power play, not overly precise, although quite effective this afternoon, and they find a way early in the third to tie the score up. Just 2:14 into the third, Scott Sabourin, who had drawn the penalty, ends up scoring the goal, and it would come on their first shot of the power play late in the advantage. Sabourin now goals in three straight, and he's up to 13 on the year. Around the wall, Stanika coming hard down the boards. Now it's picked up by Peterson in front, save made, Seelos, they score! Sabourin drew the penalty, and he scores the goal, and we're tied at 2-2. So the Barracuda find a way to tie the score up, all the momentum in their favor at that point, and they draw a penalty just moments after that equalizer, so they'd go right back on to the advantage as Alex Kanek-Liepert was called for holding at the 2:40 mark of that third period. So just 6 seconds after the goal, the Barracuda back onto the power play. Unfortunately, that power play, we talked
That's
about
it. Went.
It just was out of sorts. Yeah. It was not crisp. And it came back to bite the Barracuda. They turned the puck over in the offensive zone. It swiftly worked back up ice. Barracuda didn't do a great job of backtracking, and it ends up getting fired home by Atu Ratu. His 11th of the year, shorthanded at 4:36. And that was really all she wrote in the hockey game. Barracuda not able to recover after that point.
Yeah, absolutely right, Nick. And it's just that second power play just it took everything out of them.
So the Barracuda fall tonight as the Canucks would add on two more goals. First, Chase Waters at 14:20, tipped through a Kanek-Liepert shot, and then an empty netter from Ratu, his second of the period, 12th of the game. Carlson in on that one as well. Salinas Carlson, a factor once again after the shootout game winner last night. He had 3 points here this afternoon, a goal, two assists, plus two rating, and one shot on net. Let's go over our three stars here this afternoon. Drew's got to run because he's got another game to call. Our number three star is Scott Sabourin. Did not play last night. Did take that early minor penalty, but he was a factor, as he often is. Picks up the goal, goals in three straight, minus one rating, one shot on net. Number two star Sheldon Dries, a goal and an assist for him, a plus two rating and three shots on net. And Atu Ratu, the number one star, gets that shorthanded goal, the empty netter, to seal the win. He had 3 points, two goals, an assist, plus three rating, and a team high five shots on net. He is the number one star. Game length this afternoon, 2 hours, 20 minutes, 1,612 sought. Here as the Barracuda close out their three-game homestand. With the loss, San Jose is 17-25, 8-1. The Canucks are now 27-17, 3-2, and up to 57 points on the year. This closes out the four-game season series against Vancouver's top affiliate. The Barracuda will now look ahead to Ontario. They hit the road on Tuesday against the Rain and Wednesday against the Coachella Valley Firebirds before returning back here to home ice 1 week from today to face off against that same Coachella Valley team. This was a lot of fun, partner.
Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate you as always. Have a great call tonight. We'll, of course, be listening. Hopefully the Sharks can pick up the slack a little bit and get a nice home win as they've got the Nashville Predators coming to town. That'll do it for our broadcast coverage for Drew Remenda. I'm Nick Nolenberger. Thanking you for listening and watching, and we'll say so long and have a great rest of your day as we're coming to you from Texas Arena. Until Tuesday, that'll do it for our broadcast coverage. Ready.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.